Good afternoon.
So we're going to expand a little bit on Father John's homily from last week about prayer. We're going to talk a little bit more about prayer. But I want to first start with a little story. And I want you to think in the back of your mind, how do you pray? And it's a story about a young boy who wanted a baby sister. And so he's going to write out. He's going to do a prayer letter. And he starts off the prayer letter and he says, "My dear Lord, I have been a very good boy." And then he thinks, probably shouldn't start with a lie. Throws that to the side, kind of thinks for a second and goes, okay. Starts again. "My dearest Lord, I've been good as much as I can, but..." Then he thinks, well, that's not really, you know, solid enough. That's not really showing him how much I want a baby sister. So he puts that to the side. And he looks up and he sees a statue of the Virgin Mary on the mantle. And he thinks. And he goes up and he takes that statue. And he puts it in a pillowcase. He wraps it up gently. And he puts rubber bands around it and he sets it to the side. He takes out another letter and he's convinced this time he's got it. And he starts the letter with, "Lord, if you ever want to see your mother again..." So is there a right way to pray? When we talk about prayers, we have to look at the fact that the prayer is our link with God. It's how we talk to Him. And we hear in this gospel that if we ask, we're going to receive. And how important persistence is. And that gets people to thinking, well, how do I ask? What's the best way to pray? How many people here pray, and I'm going to call it kind of an old school, rock hard, rosary, Hail Marys, Our Fathers, glory bees? Okay. How many are, and maybe it's, you're doing both. Sometimes it's just talking to God, consisting like you talk to a friend, doing the, "Hey, listen, I don't understand what's going on here." Okay. How many people will just kind of sometimes sit and listen and just be there with God? All of those are correct ways to do so. All of those are ways that we can spend time with God. But the question is, how do we know our prayers are going to be answered? How many of us have prayed for something and felt like it was not answered in the way that we wanted? I think everybody's had those moments. But here's the thing on that. When we pray and we persevere in our prayer, what we need to keep in mind is our prayer and our relationship with God should be in regards to His will. You see, we don't always see the big picture. We see what's around us. We get very locked into what's going on with us right now. Think of it as Padre Pio said. Actually, one of his last sermons before he died, he talked about a child sitting at the foot of his mother. Mother's doing some embroidery. Child looks up, and all he sees is the embroidery from the bottom. And it looks like it's a mess. And the child keeps saying, "Mom, that's pretty awful. That's a mess." And she patiently looks at him and says, "Be patient, be patient." And every once in a while, she'll let him peek at the glorious thing that she's putting together. That's how our prayers are to God. We sometimes think, this is just a train wreck. God, you don't know what's going on. When in reality, He's looking at the big picture and sees it all. So how do we come about to accepting the fact that sometimes our prayers aren't answered in the way that we want? Folks, if I had the answer to that question, I wouldn't be standing in front of you right now. I'd be someone real important. I don't know how to tell you to accept when you feel like a prayer is not being answered the way you want to, because that happens to all of us. What I can continue to do is encourage you in the same way that Father John was talking about last week. We have to dedicate more of ourselves to our prayer life. He mentioned last week when we don't, it's like a chain on a bicycle that comes off. And we continue to lose that connection with God. Well, folks, nobody wants good for us more than God. Nobody. Not even us. So if we know that, and we can stay in connection with Him more, we'll better understand what it is that He's saying. We'll better understand what it is that He wants of us. And then we start to understand that our prayers are being answered because our prayers start to go in line with what He wants. It's a hard path to take sometimes. It's a hard thing to do when we think we know what we need. We have to continue to have faith. We have to continue to keep open those prayer channels in whatever way you pray. It can be formal. It can be informal. It can be just sitting there listening to God. All of them work, and it's what He wants. He is desperately waiting to talk to you and answer your prayers. So as times get tough and you continue that prayer life, I want you to remember, as Father John said, get on that bike. Get on that bike, continue to pedal, and spend time with God. Don't let everyday hectic things stop you. He's waiting and wanting to talk to us each and every day. Make sure you take the time to do so.